Hello and welcome to Living Energy Works. I'm Tony Pace.
And I'm Karen Gillick.
In these recordings, we'll be talking about all things energy, about how you can integrate simple, fun, easy-to-use methods and approaches into your daily life that'll improve your health, enhance your relationships, reduce stress, help you to create abundance in your life.
Over the past two decades, we've been learning and using these tools in our own lives, sometimes with grace and great success, and sometimes not so much. So we'll be sharing what works, what doesn't work, what kinds of challenges we've found, and some ideas about how to move beyond them.
We know how valuable your time is, so we'll be presenting these tips and tools in conversation format in 15-minute formats or less. By the way, happy anniversary.
What are you talking about?
You know what? We began 25 years ago with one recording to help people with stress, and now we've got over 20 recordings. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can.
20 recordings. It is an amazing feat. That's basically almost one a year. The magnitude of some of these programs was amazing.
Right, and I just would like to point out that some of the origin of them, not all of them, but a great number of them, came about because after we would do certain techniques in session, my clients were saying, have you got this recorded? Because I want to repeat it. And they wouldn't be able to remember the whole technique or exercise, and they wanted to experience it again. For, you know, like with relaxation 101, of course you want to repeat the relaxation. But even the ones that are more about letting go of old stuck toxic energies or emotions, even if they had a great session with a lot of release, because we're habituated beings, the patterns can tend to come back and we have to keep repeating it till it's finally gone. And certainly, part of the human condition is to always have new things arising that cause us some stress. So we always need to be able to have something in our pocket to use, a tool to help us to get through the stress. Sometimes it's letting go. Sometimes it's deep relaxation. Sometimes it's directly working with the energy itself. So we ended up designing a whole toolkit for different purposes. Some of them were challenging, but most of them were a lot of fun to do. And there's a lot of satisfaction, I think.
Sure.
That the combination of the dialogue and the music really has had the effect that we were hoping for, at least from the feedback we've gotten so far.
Oh, absolutely. And the challenge, when I say challenging, not in the realm that it was a difficult program, it was just the challenge, at least for me as a writer, is marrying the correct tones, the correct melodic aspect, the volumes that will work. I looked at my aspect was to embellish and to add to your instruction and not to impede the instruction, not to over or supersede the instruction. So it was a matter of sometimes of listening over and over and over and over again, days and days and weeks and weeks and weeks. And
so
weeks.
Now you don't have any problems at all.
I will tell you that the programs, because I listened so intently, I mean, I was listening to every single word, the phrasing, everything, that there were times, we all go through these roller coasters. I'm not impervious to ups and downs of everything. So it's been a roller coaster for me too, life is. But
now my point was you're squeaky clean because you listen to these so much.
Well, the interesting part for me is they've become second nature to me. The fact that I've listened to them so much that the information has just pretty much osmosis into my brain. And there are times where I'll say something and you'll mention, oh, yeah, remember. And I go, okay, I don't remember that being a part of it, but it's there. It's an ongoing process. And the other aspect, you know, I was open to listening and to have it be a part of me.
Right. And that's important. Yeah, and I think that, you know, you're underscoring the point that, you know, we get conditioned negatively, so we can turn that around if we take conscious control and erase that and positively condition ourselves to have our nervous system, our energy system operate in a healthier way. So people don't need to listen maybe as many times as you did, but... And I want to say that it's really exciting to be able to have the structure that I work with in terms of the inner landscape married to the music and the sound, because the music really helps transport people into these spaces, but the sound frequencies are also helping to realign and reattune the energy system. So it's really a nice combination. And speaking of sounds,
yes.
Remember we were talking about a book that I heard the author interviewed about how he had measured the sounds of the different appliances in his home, and he recognized that when you put all those tones together, that it was very dissonant. And so, you know, I think people would like to hear more about that from you, because you actually researched that a little bit.
That had to have been probably a couple of weeks ago that you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And when you mention something, every once in a while, you'll send me some type of a download or a link or whatever. I'll take a listen and I go off on an exploration. And this one was a lot of fun, because I was sitting and watching TV, and I turned off the TV. There was nothing else going on in the room. I was by myself. As the TV cycled down, there was a tone. I heard a tone coming from the TV as it cycled down. And on my iPhone, I have a tone generator. Basically,
of course.
Well, for singing purposes, it helps, because I can practice anywhere and I know exactly A440 and all of the different frequencies. But I grabbed my phone and I figured out that the TV, as it cycled down, it was creating a certain pitch. And I focused on the pitch and I figured out that it was between the note A and A sharp. It was in between there. And when that disappeared, I heard the refrigerator. I walked into the kitchen, the refrigerator. So I started this whole process of the appliances, finding out what everything was, what the tone was producing. And the refrigerator was in a G. Hold on a second. The microwave was a C. The coffee grinder. Oh, here's, hold on a second. I wrote them down. The coffee grinder was an F. The forced hot air coming through the ducts. Frequency-wise, that low rumble, it was a low B. My computer, the fan was a D. The dryer was an E flat. And at that point, I stopped. And if you have all of these tones happening at the same time, it is a mishmash of tones. It's like sitting in a third grade orchestra class of everybody tuning up. You know, it's just this craziness of tones. Remember when we did that seminar about the ambient sounds?
Right.
What
right.
happens? Well, one of the things that we had talked about was, for example, I had mentioned in a rainstorm, why are people more apt to being upset and the anxiety being a part of their lives at that point in a rainstorm as they're driving into work? Because, again, the exercise was the windshield wipers were moving at a certain beats per ratio. And when you turn on the windshield wipers, you know, it's beating away. And what ends up happening is your heart rate moves into
right,
that.
Right, because we're basically electromagnetic
exactly.
beings, even though we can't, you know, we see ourselves as solid, we're
yep.
not.
Yep.
And we act like a tuning fork. It's called entrainment.
Absolutely.
And the strongest, I don't know if I would call it a frequency, the strongest noise will win. It isn't the best. This occurs between people, too.
Right.
It's not the healthiest energy that is the dominant force. It's the one that is the strongest, the loudest. And so what happens is, if we're unconscious, we end up entraining our field to that sound. And then we start to feel something.
Right.
And depending on which notes, which frequencies, which sounds.
Exactly.
And our own individual makeup interacting with it as well. Because some people will react one way and other people not at all.
Oh,
and so on. There's a lot of reasons for that. So people end up having feelings that they don't understand, because they don't understand the background that came from.
They also don't realize that the implication of what is happening in the background
right.
and how much of an effect that the background, those noise, that aspect. I'll tell you, I fly quite a bit, and I use earplugs and one of those noise-canceling headsets, and my flight, utilizing that, as opposed to not, the anxiety level is miles apart. And it's amazing that you can still hear. I have a good set. There's still ambient noise that still our bodies are hearing, even though that it's being filtered. And when I did all of this, I actually did one final thing, and I turned everything on at the same time and sat in an area that I knew that I could hear everything for about 4 or 5 minutes, and I just sat there and listened, really listened and paid attention. I realize now why sometimes when I'm watching TV, there's a little bit more of an anxiety, you know, and I'm part of this. I study all of this, and I didn't even realize how much of an impact is happening to me. That's one thing that people need to be aware of.
Well, yeah, and I think that, you know, when you think about, okay, this is happening, what's the solution? And it's not going to be to turn off all your appliances, because that's unrealistic. However, you know, I'll point out that if people really want to do a little test for themselves, just think back to the last power outage that you may have had and what that was like. Once you get through the initial weirdness of it, and you hear the silence, it's really remarkable.
And that's one of the things that I suggest to everyone is I work on finding moments where I can find silence and reaccustom my ears to silence. It is not an easy thing to do because you have to find a way to shut the world out.
And that's a rebooting of our whole system that's really important. We can't always do that. We certainly can't do it throughout the day. So one of my responses to all of this is that the more we understand about our energy field and the more we can be in charge of it, and that's a lot of what we're teaching with the recordings and some of the writings, is to help people understand so that they can be in charge of the energy field. So those things may be out there and be triggers, but as you become stronger in your own center and have the ability to ground and run your own energy, you're not as vulnerable to those stimuli that come from the outside world. And if you are, like you're in airports and airplanes and so on, then you are aware enough that you know that you need 15 or 20 minutes to go somewhere, lie down, do an exercise, a technique to get yourself back on track. Those are the sorts of things that empower us to not be so vulnerable to our surroundings, because modern life is what it is, and it isn't going to go away.
No, you're right.
And another point while we're on this I'd like to make is Valerie Hunt is a neurophysiologist who was at UCLA for her whole career. She's retired now, although she still has a lab there. She was doing experiments in the lab, but she was also studying with indigenous shamans and medicine people, and she learned all about energy. And because she had access to the facilities, the resources at UCLA, she was able to take people into what's called a new room, MU, and that is a place where you can totally control the electromagnetic energy. And what she did was she played with that energy to reduce the magnetism, raise the electrical, reduce the electrical, raise the magnetism. And she looked at the effect that it had on people. And when she took away the magnetism, people had a terrible time physically dealing with their bodies. When she reduced the electrical, their fields became very disorganized and they had all sorts of emotional reactions. And she was able to correlate this with the different frequencies in the aura. She also had a clairvoyant who was separated and not in the same room as Valerie, but she was still observing. So they were able to take all these scientific measurements and show the same things that the clairvoyant was viewing. So it was a fascinating study, but she really demonstrated that when we change the energy, how we feel and how we can navigate our being changes. So it gives a lot of credence to what's coming out in the field of energy psychology that says that first the energy field goes off, then the feelings and the thoughts change. So if we go to the root cause and work with our energy, and it's not work, it's learning how to be in a different kind of way that's much more flowing and relaxed. And it's enjoyable to learn. It's enjoyable to experience. But it really is empowering at the deepest level. We're also strengthening our whole immune system as we do this, so we become less vulnerable to illness as well.
Can you believe we've run out of time? So for more information, visit www.livingenergyworks.com. We hope to see you back real soon.
Take care.